Om Shanti. Now we will see the magic of blessing of 1st July 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be free from any desire, Icha, and with remembrance of the Father, the Comforter of Hearts, make all three aspects of time good. Acha. May you be free from any desire, Icha, and with remembrance of the Father, the Comforter of Hearts, make all three aspects of time good. Acha. Iska explanation hai. The children who have remembrance of the one Father, the Comforter of Hearts, in their hearts constantly sing songs of Wah Wah. No sounds of distress can emerge in their minds, even in their dreams, because whatever happened was Wah Wonderful, and what is happening is Wah, and whatever is to happen is also Wah. All three aspects of time are Wah Wah, that is the best of all. Where everything is good, there cannot be any desire, because everything is said to be good when you have all attainments. To be full of all attainments is to be free of desires. Again, I'll repeat. The children who have remembrance of the one Father, the Comforter of Hearts, in their heart constantly sing songs of Wah Wah. No sounds of distress can emerge in their minds, even in their dreams, because whatever happened is Wah, what is happening is Wah, and whatever is to happen is Wah Wah. All three aspects of time are Wah Wah, that is the best of all. Where everything is good, there cannot be any desire, because everything is said to be good when you have all attainments. To be full of all attainments is to be free of desires. So, in this, Baba has said, where everything is good, there cannot be any desire. Actually, when everything was good, when we were in golden age and silver age, everything was good. And when we are with Baba, everything is good. So, first we should know the root cause from where we got this desire. Because if it is not good, of course the desire is there. So, in golden age and silver age, everything was good because we had all the attainments. When we came down, slowly we lost our self-respect, we lost our self-awareness, consciousness, everything. Then we came into the body consciousness. When we lose our originality, what is our originality? Being peaceful, being pure, being knowledgeful, being blissful. So this is our originality. When we lose this, and when we came into our body consciousness, we came under the five senses. We were trapped into that. So when we look which is better than us, we started getting desire. And literally we came into the desire of longing, expectation. Literally we want something or someone. It may be bodily matter like food. Food is the desire of the body, and blood needs oxygen. So like the small desires are there. So we should find the root cause why we are getting this desire. So this is one method how to get rid of, how to get free from this desire. To go back to the original state. To find the root cause from where we got this. So we should find the root cause. Another is, desire can arise by knowing many unwanted things and unnecessary things. For this, the thing is, of course, we should churn knowledge, but many souls in churning of knowledge, slowly they go into the churning of water. In 1969, Murali, during holy time, Baba has said, don't do Pani Ka Manthan, do Jnan Ka Manthan, don't churn the water. We think that it's turning of knowledge, but unknowingly we are getting trapped into the mesh of subtle desires. For example, like yesterday we had the topic emotional impurity. I haven't came across this word. Many Brahmins, they haven't came across this word. Initially, me and another sister, we started churning about that in another way, because we didn't have the knowledge of that, no basic knowledge. But after discussing, then I thought, okay, what is that in the worldly people they think? After seeing that, then I asked Baba, why should I come across this word? Why did you give the knowledge of this? Better to be not to know about that. Because the initial, when the yajna was started, dadis, they were not knowing these things. But how they are pure, how they are remaining in their originality, this is called Ichha Matra Avidya. Like, better to not to have the knowledge of that. If we are confident, if we are stable, that we have good knowledge, we are dharna is there, and you have a good company of purushatis, then you can go into that and churn. But if you feel, if we are not that, better to not to go into that desire to know this thing, because unknowingly we are getting trapped. Another thing is, Baba has always said, vistar ko sar bannai, sar ko vistar. And whatever knowledge we want, everything Baba has given in his murli. Apart from that, we don't want anything. Because that is why Father, the comforter of hearts, his approach is very positive. In murlis, we can notice he haven't discussed any negative, because he knows that discussing more about vices can trigger his children's vice. What we discuss more, that will of course trigger. That's why always Baba's approach is positive. He never has discussed more about vices, but he has given the basic knowledge. And he has given the power to identify that and recognize that. It's in our hand to find. Baba has given everything, all the attainments. So that is why Baba is called comforter of hearts. The knowledge what he gives, when we churn that, it cool downs us. And our desires also come down. Instead of going into the desires, instead of churning into that. So we should make sure that we are, if you want to churn, you can churn, but be inside the comfort zone of our Father, then do that. Make sure that you are under the canopy of Him, and then do that. Otherwise, sure, we will get trapped into that. So, one method is, like Baba has said, when everything is good, there cannot be any desire. And because everything is said to be good, when you have all attainments. So one method is find the root cause, go into our self-respect or self-awareness, try to become good and get all attainments and slowly get rid of this desires, so that our three aspects of time will be wonderful. Another method is, another thing is to become good and then getting full attainments. Like, we can try small techniques. For example, first one is like practice forgiveness. The thing is, we carry the thoughts of the people. We were happy, but when other people, they are giving opinion to us, we deeply take into that. And we are even becoming abhiman of that thought. That is also a desire. We internally, we expect the appreciation, recognition, everything. So, and when we feel hurt, we are forgetting to forgive that. So better let go of. Practice this. Just practicing forgiveness. Whatever happens, whoever they are doing, just practice forgiveness. Automatically we will become light. And automatically by forgiving, indirectly, subtly, we are earning blessings. That itself will help us to push up in our purushat, and it will help us to get all the attainments, and easily we will get rid of this desires. We will become free of desires. Second one is give more, expect less. Like, expectation is the base, na? First, initially we started expecting small things, like dress. I want this type of dress only. I can't wear this thing. I want this kind of food only. I can't. So this is called basic desire, basic expectation. So leave this and start giving more. Giving more, and at times we are becoming more selfish. Small things. We feel that we are donating, but behind we have some selfishness. Like yesterday the doctor, he was explaining. Like I was thinking that I am thinking good to the patient, but inside I was thinking about the earnings. So this is the internal expectations. So leave the expectations, expect less and start giving more. Third one is be honest, be helpful. Be helpful, like small help. For example, we are walking on the road, somebody is asking for the direction. We are just giving direction. Simple, it's a very simple help. But by that direction, by that help, they are getting their destination. So how happy they will be. It's a blessing. That will help us to attain our attainments, full attainments. So try to be in small things also, try to be helpful. Many things, small things also, people won't be like, when we are sitting for yoga, we giving space to the others. We will think, I am doing yoga, why should I move? You are seeing me, na? I am doing, why you are disturbing? No. This is also small help. That soul also is coming to do purushat. Give little space. Doesn't matter. So such small things. By giving that small space, if that soul is getting into a good yoga stage, indirectly we will also will get blessings. So this is another way to get of attainments. And be honest. Being honest. Like small things. Actually for Amrit Vela, at some days we would have missed the time instead of getting up by 3:30 or 4 o'clock. But when people ask, we will show that I am regular daily. It's okay, be honest. No, today I was tired, I got up by 4 o'clock only, I got up by 4:30 only. Small thing, be honest. And Baba has told, being honest means satyata, like being truthful. Truthful, being truthful is the base of purity. When you are very true, automatically you become pure. And purity is the base of all other virtues. Truth, like recently Janak Dadi also did class. Satyata and purity, being namrata. And she gave this 5 guns, which is the base for all the virtues. So being honest is a very important thing. So by following small technique also, we can become good and we can get rid of the desire. And next is listen to others. Like we have seen the sayings, like people try to give back answer instead of listening. They won't listen completely. Before only they will be ready with the answer. Before they are finishing the question, the moment they will give the answer. No, be patient to listen. Of course, because people who are coming around us, they are coming with some message. Always think that they are indirectly, they are giving us some direction or some message to us to make us perfect, like to sculpt ourselves. How we will come to know about ourselves? If others are not giving opinion about us, how we will come to know about ourselves? We can't say, I'm this kind only. I'm like this only. We can't say like that. We won't get the contentment certificate. Baba has told we should get the 3 certificate. We will get from Baba, self, this thing also, but from others we want to get by the accepting the others' opinion only, we will get the certificate from them. So try to listen to others. And next is be open to change, flexible, easy nature. Just by following this easy, saralata is also a very important virtue. When we follow that, all other things will come. When we move with other people, we should be very flexible. In this also, when we are flexible, automatically we will start listening to others and automatically we will expect less and we will be honest, we will become helpful. So saralata is also base for many virtues. And next thing is be genuine, in and out the same. Like inside out, try only this. I want to be inside out. Like what I am inside, I should be outside also the same. This is also another technique to become good and to get rid of the desire. Another thing is mind your own business. We should mind our business, because of course we are listening to others, we are expecting less, we are helpful, everything. But we should know to be balanced. When we should step outside, when we should step inside. So unnecessarily people will poke into the other people's thing. So that is unnecessary. And unnecessarily some people will be doing churn. They both will be discussing, but here our churning will be running and we will try to go and bombard them. This is also poking. So better to mind our business at times. So these are all small techniques we can follow. And next thing is, Baba has told, remember Baba, the comforter of heart. So as I said, Baba has ignited our lamp of self-respect, self-awareness. So be in that, be ignited always. And always the whole day make sure that you are in that spiritual intoxication, Ishwarya Nasha. So that is the base. If you know how to intoxicate yourself spiritually, then automatically you can be easily in Swaman, Smriti, everything will be said. This is a easy technique. And next thing is, Baba has given the third eye of knowledge. As I said, please churn the knowledge, don't churn the water. Pani ka manthan nahi karna hai. Only jnan ka manthan karna hai. And Baba has given us full treasures and all the attainments when we got this Brahmin birth. That moment only. Try to recognize that, realize that and utilize that. How much you are utilizing, that much it multiplies. So we should recognize what attainments. Of course, comparing to us, many people, they don't even have got this chance. So try to identify that, recognize that, try to push yourself up. And try to be in the higher mental state. Higher mental state means like equal to Baba. Try to become detached observer. When you detach yourself from the thing, automatically you can view yourself in three views: past, present and future. What Baba is Baba has said, the three time aspects of time. So when you detach yourself and see your life as a movie, you can see the three things and you can see how wonder it is. And next thing is having the view of drama. And another thing is nothing new. Have this view, automatically you can see your three aspects of time and automatically you will start enjoying. And another is, main thing is being inside the comfort zone of Baba, inside his canopy. Be inside that and do everything. So automatically we'll become, everything will be good and we will attain all the attainments. And of course we will easily, we can get rid of this desires. And make sure that you are not trapped in the mesh of subtle desires. Even in spirituality also, unknowingly we are getting into trapped of that. So make sure that, realize yourself. Om Shanti.